Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name's Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a rental car. What kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, this is a Toyota RAV4, which is a fine automobile. I own a later model one of these. They're good. They're good for surfing.
Hit it. We're driving to the Kansas City airport on Friday, September 14th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, Graham and I flew to Kansas City on Wednesday, and that night we saw Christina Perri and Jason Mraz in concert at the Starlight Theater.
That was great.
Yeah. And,
I won't give up. I don't know what words I can't think of because I'm tired.
That's my guest and driver of the car, Graham Elwood. Thanks to Steve Kazee from the Broadway Smash Once for hooking me up with tickets. And thanks again to Twitter for making crazy connections happen.
I know. Like, I'm friends. Christina Perri tweeted about, oh, so fun hanging out with Doug and Graham. It's just all their band members are like...
Yeah, she's like, I had a great time with those fucknuts.
Those guys are the worst assholes I've ever
met. Wouldn't that be funny if her tweets were all gutter mouthy?
She's so sweet. All their songs are about love. And then she's just like, hey, fuckhead. Hey, you got a shitty face. What? Why are you saying that to me?
Because it's fun. Shit face.
And Jason Mraz is backstage just pick fights with everybody. Which is so not true. He's the nicest guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a sweetheart.
And everyone on his whole crew is all, like, nice and cool. It's just, like, this hippie vibe. And we got those bottles of...
Yeah, we got...
Save the Earth water.
Save the Earth bottles. So we can just reload those when we're going through airports and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing. Last night we did a show at the Improv in Kansas City, Mo. Not to be confused with Kansas City, Kansas, because apparently the two cities fucking cannot stand the idea that they have to exist near each other.
I don't know. It's like Northern Ireland.
When Jason Mraz at that Hippie Love Fest said, hey, this side of this, what side is this? Is this the Kansas side? Because I guess the theater might be near the border or something.
Yeah.
Or it's like, is this the Kansas side? Boo! Like what?
Who's booing at
Jason
Mraz?
Boo Kansas.
But like...
Now they're fucking corn.
But who is booing anything? Like that whole...
Anything at a Jason Mraz show should not be booed.
He has love. That's the name of his album. Like every...
But they do serve a lot of giant beers at that kind of venue. And a nice outdoor theater. They like to let people get ripped. We played the Leonard Maltin game last night in Kansas City. And you can hear that at the end of this mini boner ep. What was the last movie you saw, Graham? Have you been to this? We didn't go to the movies at all while we were here.
God, what have I seen recently? Oh my goodness. You know what? I just watched The Godfather on DVD because I hadn't seen it in a while. It's still good. Hasn't
holds up.
Still holds up. The Godfather still holds up.
What a surprise.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's not, like, a little bit slow. It's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've sat down and watched the beginning to end, and I loved it then.
I think I might just be so bonery for it, because I was watching with someone who had never seen it, and I could tell they were kind of like, you know, the pacing, and I was like, oh, isn't that amazing what he said? Like, I was picking up on every subtle nuance, because I've seen the movie 1,000 times, and they were probably a little exhausted with my nerdery.
Yeah, you were like, look at him put that orange peel in his mouth. That's a bad sign when that happens. You know something bad's going to happen when somebody puts an orange peel in their mouth and makes a silly face.
We all remember.
Well, I'm very excited to announce, check out my bonogram, that the greatest movie ever rolled will have its world premiere at Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas on Friday, September 21st. And I'll be taping a Douglas Movies at Fantastic Fest on Wednesday, September 26th at 4:20. It was very nice of them to give me that time slot. At the Highball, which is a bar next door to the Alamo Drafthouse Lamar in Austin. And you need a festival badge to get in Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, hashtag GMER. But Douglas Movies will be open to the general public for free, as I understand it. I don't understand a lot of things. So check with Fantastic Fest to see how you can get into that if you don't have a festival badge. But yeah, so Graham can't be there because he's going to be in Kuwait of all places.
Yeah. So if you're stationed in any of the bases in Kuwait, come and check me out. I will be performing there. And if you're not, go to your local recruiter.
Is it possible for them? I guess they could hear us, right? Can soldiers that are out there download podcasts and listen to them?
Yeah, they got access to the internet.
That's awesome. Let us know if you're, you know, in the military somewhere and you listen to either of our podcasts.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be nice to know. I might start a segment called Foramidophobes, movies with no vomiting in them, because as I conjectured on the last Douglas movies, I got into a little argument with David Huntsberger. I think most movies these days, someone throws up at some point. It seems to happen, especially since I've been paying attention, like, to help emetophobes. It just seems like every movie has barfing scenes.
Well, first of all, hats off to you and the charity work you're doing for emetophobes.
You know, trying. Like, I'm told the upcoming Pitch Perfect, which is like a movie about a cappella singing, and it's like Glee the movie, has a scene of vomiting towards the beginning and then another one towards the end.
What?
Yeah. Come
on, Glee.
People are constantly vomiting.
Stop it.
We want beautiful music out of those mouths. Not chunks of shit.
Oh, what are they eating, for starters?
I mean, you know, I meant shit as in stuff.
Oh.
Chunks of stuff.
Got it.
Speaking of vomiting, it's almost time to get on a tiny plane.
Where's our gas station when we first pulled in?
Oh, we need to get gas. Because that's what we always do, is we fill up the tank. Because that is a loser move to let them charge you for the gas, because they charge you $17 a gallon or
something. Such a sucker's bet.
Yeah. But we lost track of where the gas station is.
It was right
is.
When we pulled out. I don't get it.
Is it over there by that Marriott over there?
Maybe.
Or do we have to, why don't we just pretend we're exiting the airport again?
Yeah.
Follow the signs to the exit.
Maybe it's on the other side of where you pull the cars into.
Maybe. I know this is fascinating podcasting.
This is what being on the road is, guys. The excitement of the road.
The excitement of getting lost.
trying to find a
gas station.
Gas stations, yeah.
At the last minute when you're on your way to catch your flight. But we're making good time.
We're doing all right.
We're doing okay.
We got smart with our wheels up time.
By my calculations, we got about 10 minutes to find gas.
Yes.
And what an exciting thing this is going to be for people to listen to. What's all that nonsense over there? Is that it?
That's the actual airport. I think it's right up there. It is. Okay.
What's that tower over there? Is that a gas station?
That is an high gas station.
Can we get gas stations from that giant tower?
That's where you fill up your jetpack. Yeah.
Is that Walt Disney's Tower of Terror?
Yes, Doug.
I love that ride.
Here it is, buddy.
Here's the gas. Well, that'll be a good time to stop the episode now that the suspense is gone.
Plus, like,
whether or not we're going to get gas.
Grass and ass. No one is going to ride for free.
I think technically, I mean, even though you're driving, you're riding for free.
Kinda.
You have to pay for this gas, right?
Yeah. So
do you want to get this one?
Whose round is it?
So, thanks for listening. Here's last night's Leonard Maltin game from the Kansas City Improv.
Hope you like Australian musical instruments.
And things that are not safe for work, like man titties.
Does anyone hunger for game?
Did you guys bring some name tags? We have some name tags in the house. Oh, look at that. This is a nice showing. Super High Colin, Planet of the Chicks.
Sunny D.
A poster of a movie that I wrote that never got made, co-wrote. That's nice. Well done.
That's just, what is it, like a dog in a bag?
It's a cow.
It's a cow.
It's a cow bag. How did you not know that?
Yeah, I'm going to push it over.
Oh, yeah. What's that like, Mike, over there?
Oh, speaking of cows, don't forget to tip tonight, you guys. The staff had to stay late tonight.
Nice.
So make sure that you give them lots of money. What's that big sign say? JT? You just wrote JT really big on a sign?
Phone home.
JT phone home.
That's fun.
Boo. Boo. Somebody else in the audience. Boo.
Stop there.
Name tag fight.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're right. Right. Nice figure. 47.
What is that, a rotten banana?
Wow. That looks awful. That's a banana. Oh,
banana.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I wish you would get a nice potassium.
How would I eat you?
How would he eat it? We figured this out online. Smoothies. That's what Bane does. It's all smoothies.
He just puts up a smoothie. I like a soy protein smoother. Be sure to throw in a fat burner boost. And immunity boost. I've been in a pit for a long time. I feel like I'm coming down with a cold.
Graham, what if Bane was in other famous movies?
I'll have what she's having, and then everyone's going to die. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Boss Eisley is second place to Gotham.
What?
Why would you say that?
I'm trying to drive you to the store.
He needs to be in more movies.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
That'd be great. All right, pick a name tag.
All right, I've been fucking with you all night. Come on.
All right, Steve with a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Get up here. Shouldn't we get him to play it for a second? Yeah, give us a little taste. Okay, that's enough.
Well, you couldn't do that with like a paper towel roll, could you? That's just that was amazing, dude. That's
No, really, play it. So you're not good at it?
No, not at all.
Graham, you give it a try.
Okay, let me play. Hold on.
Steve-ery-do.
Steve-ery-do.
I'll have that shaker, not stirred. But you'll have my permission to die. Look at me!
That's not a main thing, that was more me.
That was you trying to get that guy to look at you. Okay. Steve gets to pick a category. Leonard Maltin game. For those of you not familiar, just don't get involved in the game. It's between Steve, and Graham, and sometimes we get some drunken shout-outs, but you guys, for considering how late this is, you guys seem to have it together.
You guys do.
Maybe everyone's just dozing off, so that's why there's less... less yelling.
Jesus.
Make your top off. Who's talking to you, Steve? Go.
Yeah!
Do your thing.
You gotta play some sexy music first if you're gonna take it off, alright? Ready?
Oh, hold on.
You guys stop playing comedy, right?
I can't be on the same stage with that. The same stage. Oh my god, dude. You should try Sober October. See what happens. Those nipples are reminding me to order the Grand Slam at Denny's tomorrow before heading to the airport. Maybe Becky can whip up a nice egg dish with your tits.
How about those games, Doug?
Becky from MasterChef's here.
Okay, Steve, let's do it.
Becky from MasterChef. What did that make you want to inspire to cook?
I know they don't do the quick fire challenge on MasterChef, but if they did, they should do one where the guy just takes his shirt off, and then now you have to make something that like you said, inspired.
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all. If it bleeds, we could kill it.
Come on, Graham.
All right.
We've got a flight to catch in 15 hours.
I know.
All right. Which category would you like to play, Steve? Would you like Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
That's movies where Joseph Gordon-Levitt either leaves someone or they leave him. It's a breakup thing. It's a breakup. Joseph Gordon-Levitt breakup movies. And, sir, that's an example of what not to do. Don't shout out, even if it's the wrong answer. Don't shout anything out. Celebrating a birthday today on September 13th is the author Roald Dahl.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he's had, believe me, it's a weird celebrity birthday day. There's not anybody that's ever been in any movies, or not, you know, anybody that's been in any lately. But anyway, not that Roald Dahl's made any movies lately, but movie that he had something to do with, if you want to pick that. I don't think it's going to get picked. And then at MST3K Dork suggested Sad Max, and that's movies where Mel Gibson's wife is dead. Which one do you like, Steve?
Doug, are we going to go with Roald Dahl?
Holy shit! Wow. This guy stepped up to play.
Did not see that coming.
Didgeridoo, don't try this at home. 1.5 stars.
I was shot by John
Connor. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1968. Whoa. Yeah, you stepped in it this time, Steve.
I'm done.
He says about this movie that it has some of the shoddiest special effects ever, and he also says it's loosely based on a book and was later adapted for the stage. If you think you know it, please don't say it out loud. Whisper it to your friends or shut up. Six names, Leonard List.
How many names do you think you can get it in, Steve? Six is a smart opening?
Yeah, I'm going to go with six.
Zero.
There's a guy in the audience that says zero.
He's not
playing, of course. Five. He says five, Steve.
Name it.
Son of a bitch. I think we're going to have a winner.
I think we're going to have a winner. Small palm strike shirt.
We should just have him do that right now. Your prize is you have to wear the shirt right away. And take pictures with us.
Yeah.
When we're out in the lobby taking pictures.
I will.
Put that shirt on. That's going to look great.
Game on, bro.
Here's your five names, Graham. Benny Hill. Okay. Anna Quayle, Gert Frobe.
Oh, right.
Lionel Jeffries. Gert Frobe, he played Goldfinger. And Sally Ann Howes. I think I pronounced that right.
Tell me the clues and everything.
The clues again is Roald Dahl had something to do with this. It's 1.5 stars from Leonard. It's from 1968. Shoddy special effects, loosely based on a book, adapted for the stage.
And you have 5 seconds.
I will count them down and feel them. Five. Four. Three. Prepare my smoothie. Two.
Bye-bye, Bernie.
One.
That's not a bad guess, because he did have a repeat word in the title, and this has 2 pairs of repeat words. The film is called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Steve is our winner.
time, Steve. Don't forget to take that little doll version of me.
There you go.
And, but
you don't want to come on
it? Let me. I don't want it to. But let me have the. Yeah, leave the card. I want to save that because I want to get in touch with him about getting more of these for my own personal use. Yeah. One more time for Steve, everybody.
You guys got a musical show. You got impressions. You got to see some titties. You guys got an amazing program tonight.
Graham Elwood, everybody. Hey, yeah. Graham Elwood. Yeah. Yes. That's all. Stop yelling.
Oh,
he's screaming. You have a shit head?
I have a really
good let me say it. I'll say it. Even though you won, the winner's not supposed to get to name a shithead. But
that's a pretty good
but
one.
I like this one, and I like you guys. Thank you so much for coming out. Kansas City. And as always, decriminalization not on the ballot is a shithead.
Of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Kiefer.
And I'm Allison Leiby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.